kings of disaster. Let him in constancy follow the master.
I lie down before you and cradled in the love of Jesus, I'll find security.
Well, I'd like to continue along the theme of what we were talking about on Sunday, and I just seem impressed by the Lord that he really wants to speak to us with regard to our relationship with the Lord. And I think rightly so, because we know that the bride makes herself ready. And part of the making of herself ready is not only her relationship with the bridegroom, but there's also that communication, that understanding. And I want to really look at this evening. And we're going to call this teaching, Trained to Hear God Speak. Trained to Hear God Speak. All the saints in the Word of God, in the Bible, one thing that is very characteristic about them, they were trained to hear the Lord. And this is vital if we're to walk with God. And of course, this is why we received the Holy Spirit. We are baptized in the Spirit. We now have the Word of God. We have all these promises. We learn about God. We learn about how God moves, how he works through his people, how he worked through Israel, how he works through the church, and so on. But all of this, of course, is to hear God speak. And I very much want to emphasize this evening about God speaking to you personally. We very often find when we come to a meeting like this that the Lord is speaking corporately to us. He's addressing each one of us. But this teaching today is where the Lord wants to speak with you personally. And our relationship with God is also about hearing from God. And this is absolutely vital. Why do I stress this? Because we know that God created man in which to commune with him. Let's just remind ourselves of what it says in Genesis 3 and verse 8. Sadly, in this chapter, Adam, Eve have sinned. And in verse 8 of Genesis 3, it says this, "And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden of the cool of the day. And Adam, his wife, hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden." So it says that they heard the sound of the Lord God. In other words, it was not just hearing from God, communing with God, but they could also hear him walking around the garden, observing and looking at that which he had created, for man, Adam, Eve. That garden that God created was a garden where they were to have fellowship, not only with Adam, Eve, or his offsprings that he would have, but it was a garden, a place where man was to commune with God and walk with God and see God visibly and hear his voice and commune with him. Notice how we were created. That's what we were created for fellowship, to speak with God. And if we come into the New Testament through Jesus Christ, here the Lord says something with regard to hearing again in John 8, John, the Gospel of 8 and verse 47, chapter 8 and verse 47, and he says this: he who is of God hears God, or he hears God's word. Therefore you do not hear, because you are not of God. And of course, the Lord is challenging those who follow him, those who hear and those who don't hear. So he says, those who are of God hear his word. They hear his voice. Now, this idea that he says here in verse 47, he who is God hears the words, therefore you do not hear because you are not of God. So this idea to hear means we've been endowed, we've been granted, we have been given something in the new birth to hear God. And that is indicating a restoration of bringing us back to how God created us. And what's that for? For fellowship, to speak with one another. It also means this word to perceive, to understand, to learn. And God has given us ears in which to hear. What do we see in Deuteronomy chapter 4? Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 12. And here Moses again speaks to the children of Israel. He reminds them of their history, how that they heard God in the wilderness. And we take it up in Deuteronomy 4 and verse 12. And he said, and the Lord spoke to you out of the midst of the fire. You heard the sound of the words, but saw no form. You only heard a voice. So they heard the voice of God speak to them, the children of Israel. And yet they didn't make it into the kingdom of heaven. God said, you are proud, you have a stiff neck. And he's reminding them that they heard the voice of God. So a whole nation, not just an individual, but a whole nation heard God speak to them. They couldn't see the form, but they heard him speak. We're talking about how God wants to train us to hear God speak. He's training us to hear him speak. This is what the deeper life is about. This is why we learn the word of God. We learn the principles. We learn about faith, to walk by faith, all of which you will hear God speak to you. We also know that God spoke out of the fire. He spoke to Moses through the burning bush and he said, take your shoes off. You stand on holy ground. How did he know that? God spoke to him. He heard the audible voice of God. What does God say in the last book, the book of Revelation, where he stands among the seven churches, and we see a type of these churches in these last days? What does he say here in Revelation 3? Revelation 3 And wait a minute. Verse 20, Revelation 3 and verse 20, he says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me." What is he saying there again? All that he's speaking about these churches, and he's speaking this particularly to the Laodicean church, which is the last church that ends with the Bible. And the Laodicean church is the lukewarm church. It's neither hot nor cold. And he says, if you don't do something about this, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. And what is it he's saying? He says, you have need of hearing. I stand at the door and I knock. So he first knocks at the door, because that knocking is he wants to speak to you. And it's exactly the same if you hear a knock at the door or the doorbell. You're never going to hear that person speak until you answer the door. And what is answering the door? It means that you open the door up to acknowledge, to talk. And that's what he says here. And he says, I'll come in and I'll dine with you. That speaks of friendship. That speaks of having a meal together. That's what friends do. That's what the bride will do with the husband, dine with him. But you won't know that unless you hear, that invite, unless you open that door. You have to hear the voice of God. And he says then at the end, doesn't he, with each of the churches, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. So how do we experience the voice of God speaking to us? It starts by hearing the voice of God. That's how it starts. And we have to use our ears in which to do that. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let's take this a step further about hearing. We're going to look in a minute about Samuel, how Samuel heard from God. But we're also told that through this hearing, we're not to harden our hearts. And that is the warning. And that is why a lot of people today don't hear God, because the heart is still hard, or there's still idolatry in their lives. And what does it say in Hebrews 4 and verse 7? Hebrews 4 and verse 7. Again, he designates a certain day, saying to David, "Today, after such a long time, as it has been said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts." In other words, when you hear God speak, don't harden your heart. He might not always say what you want to hear, but God will still speak. And he says, when you hear his voice, don't harden the heart. Remain open and let God work that which he's speaking to you. Here is another character in the Bible who was being trained to hear the voice of God. In 1 Samuel 3 and verse 10, we all know this story very well. In Samuel, 1 Samuel 3 and verse 10. Now, this is a time in Israel's history where God isn't really speaking. God isn't speaking through the prophets, through the teachers. Israel is sinning, apostatizing, and God is going to raise a prophet to speak to them. And he starts to train young Samuel. And we know this story very well in 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 10. Now the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel answered them, speak, for your servant hears. And then we know where he eventually goes to speak to Eli, and Eli is aware that God is speaking to him. What is God doing? God is teaching this young man to hear the voice of God. And the voice that he hears, he has to be obedient and he has to tell Eli what God says. And Eli realizes, although he doesn't like it, but that is the voice of the Lord. And this is why we're being trained to hear God speak. And we're told, aren't we, that faith comes by hearing or reading the word of God. It is not selecting what we want to hear and what we don't want to hear, like so much goes on in Christendom. That is why there's not the faith in the church as there should be. We call it selective hearing. God never saves us to have selective hearing. That's why he trains us in which to hear God speak and to receive and accept what he says, because God never makes a mistake. He is perfect in all his ways. You see, we have to be consistent in all we hear. We can't just choose at times what we want to hear and other times ignore it. That is why few really stay with the Word of God. Much in Christendom choose what they want to hear, or they'll go to a church where they like what they hear. And if they don't like it any longer, then they'll decide to look for somewhere else. They are failing to be taught, to be trained by the Holy Spirit. And this is why God has to present the cross in our lives, that we are to take up daily and follow the Lord, where that cross deals with that self-life, that selfish life within us, that helps us to yield to the Spirit. There are times it's difficult to hear what God says. There are times it's not always easy to embrace what God says. But that is a sign he loves us, and he's not going to let us be deceived, unlike what we do at times with one another. You see, if you love someone, you understand what they want. And that is what relationship is about. That is what love is. If you love someone, you begin to understand them. And that is what God is doing with us as he's training us to hear him speak. He's doing this out of love. And the more you fall in love with God, the more you are going to understand. You're going to understand what he wants, what he wants to hear. You see, we all thank the Lord, don't we, that Jesus obeyed his Father's voice. And that he walked by faith, he walked in obedience, and that obedience eventually led him to the cross. in which to redeem mankind. Are we happy that he obeyed God's voice? He heard God's voice. But when it comes to us, it's a different story, isn't it? He learnt his Father's will. And we too have to learn our Father's will. The same love that Jesus had for his Father is the same love that we should have for Jesus Christ. It's no different. And he wants to train us in our walk day by day. And that training is to hear God speak. When you hear God speak, then you begin to obey him. The reason you don't obey God, you rebel against him, is because you're not hearing. That's why. But when you begin to hear, because you love him and you're beginning to understand him, then that yielding, that obedience starts to come. That's how it works. Have you ever thought that it's so disrespectful to him when we don't hear him or we choose to ignore him? That is really disrespectful. And yet we do it. You would be offended if you talked to somebody and somebody turned their back on you and walked away, wouldn't you? Yet that is what we do before Almighty God at times. Our goal every day when we wake up should be always to hear when he speaks. And to know, just like Jesus did, and how he walked. Turn with me, if you will, to the Gospel of John, chapter 11. Gospel of John, chapter 11, and verse 41. Verse 41. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying, that is Lazarus. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and he said, Father, I thank you, you have heard me. How did he know that? Because he was hearing his Father speak. And this is where the greater works is going to come. You are going to hear God speak to you. And you are going to know he has answered that which he has said to you. When you hear God speak, then you release that faith. How can you doubt? And this is what he's doing with this. This is how the bride is preparing and making herself ready. The Lord works, he develops our hearing. Not to the things that we are devoted to or we become a slave to or idolatry. He's not causing us to hear that for the things we lust for. That's hearing our own voice. No, he's training us, he's developing us to hear the things that we are devoted to. And what are we devoted to? We are servants of the Lord. And what is a servant trained to do? Not only the tasks around the house to serve, but they are trained to hear what to do in order to serve. You can't serve unless you hear. That's why we get into the Word of God. That is why we have the Word preached to us by the anointing, all of which to hear what God is saying. Now, of course, this training takes time. But that is the goal of your calling. your whole training, your walking by faith, your standing upon the promises of God, your learning of the word of God is so that you be trained to hear God speak to you. Many times you hear God speaking to you via through ministry. And that has its place. And that is why God sets the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. What is that for? That is to confirm to you God is speaking to you. I have always said that man set in the body of Christ is to confirm to you that what you are hearing is God speaking to you. God has not raised man to speak God's voice to you. That is not what we're raised for. Even the Apostle Paul, with all the revelation that he was receiving, it was a confirmation of the Holy Spirit's work and anointing on those early Christians. My sheep hear my voice, they follow me, it says in the Gospel of John. And ministry is to point you to God speaking. It is to teach you to hear God speaking to you. You are to know what God is saying in your life. We should be at a stage now, spiritually, where we're not always asking why, but hearing God speak. It isn't wrong when you get into your closet and you have your time with the Lord. Lord, I'm here. Speak to me. I'm waiting upon you. You have called me. You have saved me. I am in relationship with you. And that means we talk. You hear enough of me talking to you, but I have need of hearing from you. And that's always the problem. We're very vocal before God. He hears much about us. He hears our voice, all right. But how much do we hear his voice speak to us? That is the question. You say to me, well, I don't hear God speak to me. Well, there's got to be a reason. And it probably is that if he does, you won't like what you hear. And that's why he doesn't speak, because he says you're not ready yet. And why aren't you ready? Because you're not in love with him enough yet. But that is coming as he's wooing us by the Spirit, as the bride is making herself ready. He's working that. And that is what the deeper life in the Spirit is all about, is that you are trained to hear God speak to you. And all my ministry of teaching to you is to confirm that what you are hearing. That is the nature of ministry. Ministry set in the church is never to be the voice of God. The Holy Spirit who comes to teach us, he is the voice of God. Man is simply to confirm to you that you are hearing right, you are hearing correct. Always remember that, because if you listen to a man and you say, that is God's voice speaking to me, you are starting to fall into idolatry. And sadly, so much of that goes on in Christendom. That is not what you are saved for. You have been saved to have a personal relationship with the risen Lord Jesus Christ. He is speaking to you, and you speak to him. That is what we are being restored back to. Praise God. Well, there we are, trained to hear God speak. Absolutely, as it's been put up here, the Songs of Solomon, the voice of my beloved, behold, he cometh leaping upon a mountain, skipping upon the hills. That's the delight in his heart. That is what he wants. He takes such pleasure when he speaks to you and you are ready to hear and respond and act upon that. Trained to hear God speak.
So disaster, let him in constancy follow the master.
All lies down before you, and cradled in the love of Jesus, I'll find security.